Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Business. You didn't do that. You didn't build that. Somebody else made that possible. Yes, I'm quoting Barack H. Obama, and now he's back throwing it in everyone's face. As soon as I got off the air yesterday, I looked up at DrudgeReport.com with horror because it just shows how arrogant Obama has gotten. And there was the Real Clear Politics video of Obama yesterday that had just gone up. I saw when it had like 30, 40 views right when it had gone live. And there was Obama right when I got off at 6 o'clock yesterday at a commencement speech at a major university saying that we shouldn't think of government as something that's dangerous and filled with tyranny. Of course, it was George Washington that famously said that government is like fire, a dangerous servant and a fearful master. It was Ronald Reagan that said the nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. And another one, in this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problems. Government is the problem. Let's play a clip of Ronald Reagan from 1981 with those famous words. Here it is.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
That was the central idea that won Reagan the presidency, a warning he had sounded consistently for years. You can hear it here in the speech that launched his political career.
This is the issue of this election. Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves.
This was Ronald Reagan's debut as the great communicator, the nationally televised speech for Barry Goldwater that put him on the political map back in 1964. In fact, it was a speech he had been perfecting for a good...
Okay. By the way, tonight on the Nightly News, I'm going to get some Ronald Reagan clips. I'm going to host the news live tonight, by the way, 7 o'clock Central. I'm going to get some clips of Reagan and Ron Paul and others versus Obama. And you can say what you want about Reagan, what he actually did. The special interests got out of control and government got bigger. But at least the rhetoric was good. With Obama, I mean, you've got a guy making sure that billionaires don't have to pay taxes while lobbying to have people that make a couple hundred thousand dollars a year to pay more taxes. Why do you have billionaires lobbying for that? Because most of them, like Warren Buffett, make their money out of government bailouts. I have an article here where profits were up 49% for Berkshire Hathaway and Warren Buffett. And then they admit in the article, like it's no big deal, that, oh, by the way, Warren Buffett got most of that off derivatives that were propped up with taxpayer money. Of course, that pig... That anti-gun, globalist, eugenicist, Bill and Melinda Gates, number one Obama supporter. Of course, that pig blocked the Keystone Pipeline to bring oil into Texas for the whole U.S. out of Canada. Because he owns the trains that are going to now bring it via tanker to the West Coast and put them on super tankers to China. These people are doing everything they can to shut America down while making giant profits out of a controlled monopoly. What's Atlas Shrugged all about? It's about where ultra-rich use government to shut down their competition. I mean, crony capitalism is the plague, is the enemy. And now we've got Obama at a sports stadium full of young people saying government is not tyranny. Government is our sweetie cake. Government will now take care of us. Yeah, it'll take care of you. I mean, unbelievable.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's one dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, Pro Flowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code MOM20.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. It is Monday, the 6th day of May, 2013. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Lou Rockwell, the head of the Von Mises Institute, is going to be joining us to track the incredible world events with gold, with the dollar, with the EU gyrating out of control, plunging into an authoritarian death spiral. That's the creator of the euro is now saying that it's going to totally collapse into a tyranny. Ron Paul and others talking about Europe collapsing as well. Ron Paul is in Europe right now. We've got some clips of that. We've got the unprecedented spectacle of a 27-28-month war against Syria using al-Qaeda jihadis, now culminating with Israel bombing chicken farms, military installations, bridges, chemical plants, and Syria is there laying down and taking it. And the media is denouncing Syria as warmongers and saying they deserve to be absolutely carpet bombed for doing nothing. And Israel is publicly siding with NATO and, of course, al-Qaeda. in those operations. Syria says that Israel airstrikes risk a wider conflict. They're blowing up military barracks, you name it. Desperately trying to get a response. And then if Syria responds, the news will say that Syria has preemptively and premeditatedly started the war first. And we'll go, wait a minute, for over 2 years, the West has been attacking them, including NATO-backed Turkey with three-day-long artillery barrages. It doesn't matter. That's how dumbed down the public is. All they know is they're foreigners, so kill them. That's all they know. And you've got the neocons giving Obama right cover, saying, how dare you not be tough on Syria? When Obama has been able to attack Libya, Syria, overthrow Egypt, and put all these globalists in power. I mean, this is hardcore what's happening. So we're going to be looking at that as well. Also, I have announced that I do plan to go to Bilderberg 2013 in England. Over 130 people are blocked from entering England. Basically, they mix in a lot of patriots in with real terrorist groups and others. Michael Savage has been banned from going into the country. I don't know if they're going to ban me. I've been to England before. But if they do, that will just become a media event as well. I would rather actually get over there, cover it. People are always asking me to go to England. We're very popular in England. And I like to cover Bilderberg. I like to ferret out information. I do intend to go over there. Alex Jones calls on World Press to cover Bilderberg 2013. You can see my thoughts and points that I made with Paul Watson via Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you want to see that article and some of the photos and information there. But I'll be covering that more later in the broadcast. But Israel's launching more. They're now to 2 days of airstrikes on Syria. This is just incredible. Syria attacked no one. Syria has tried to work with the West. Assad was basically raised in England. He's been trying to work with the West, trying to make peace deals. And the answer is, no, you're going to be overthrown, and al-Qaeda is going to be put in charge, and they're going to ethically cleanse the Christians, the Jews, and minority Muslim groups. Syria will choose the moment to hit back. UN accuses Syrian rebels of carrying out sarin gas attacks, which have been blamed on Assad troops. And again, I don't ever think the UN's a good organization. It plays the left cover side created by the Rockefellers. But the truth is, the al-Qaeda rebels a year ago videotaped themselves testing nerve gas and saying they would use it against Assad. They've been trying to get into their bases to get a hold of it. And then Israel says whether the al-Qaeda rebels get the nerve gas or whether Syrian government uses it, they're going to strike them because of it. I mean, Israel can't support NATO, the U.S., France, and Germany, and England, the U.K., in a two-plus-year covert war. Now Obama announced heavy weapons to be given. And what did they list? Heat-seeking missiles. They've already given them the heat-seeking missiles. And on the cover of the BBC website, they showed a jihadi with a heat-seeking missile launcher on his shoulder that can shoot things down up to 5,000 feet. I'm going to say that again slowly. The West has given at least 10,000 heat-seeking missiles with a range, an effective range of 5,000 feet. They actually have more than that because I've seen the breakdown of the weapons they were given. They've also been given unguided rockets, point and shoot, that have an even longer range. Ladies and gentlemen, all they got to do is go to a European airport, an Israeli airport, U.S. airport. You can sit back. You can sit back 2-3 miles from the airport. And where I sit is close to the Austin airport, and the planes sometimes come in at 3,000, 4,000 feet. You could sit. I guess I'm like 4 miles away. You could sit 4 miles away from the Austin-Bergstrom airport. There it is, Seattle Times. Syrian rebels show off heat-seeking missile. Yeah, that was back in November of last year. That's a year ago. I mean, this is the type of craziness that we deal with here, almost a year ago. And when I fly, they'll say, hello, Mr. Jones, we're taking you over here to grab your testicles, literally. They single me out for extra groping, extra harassment, and they call me Mr. Jones and laugh at me, and they laugh at Jesse Ventura when I fly with him and grab his crotch and laugh, and then have the nerve to ask him for photos in Atlanta after they grabbed his testicles in front of me. And then Ventura wanted it erased off my phone. He was so embarrassed. He goes, I'm glad you documented it, but erase it off your phone while we sat there at a Mexican food place eating. That's embarrassing. And that was when he made the decision. He goes, I'm not going to fly anymore after this season, and I may get out of this country for good. He began to say, this is East Germany. I'm sick of this. You all know who I am. You're laughing at me. And these women were laughing, rubbing all over him. They had women doing it. I mean, incredible photos. I'm sitting there going, because they'd already searched me. I'm just sitting there with my iPhone, click, click, click. I had like 30 photos. It was just like out of South Park. Literally, the exact characters out of South Park, the exact voice. South Park must have flown through Atlanta because it was like, let me look inside you. I mean, this is what was going on. It was the exact people from the South Park episode. Obese black women. I guess here in Austin, it's obese white women. The point is that I sat there and I witnessed it. These would have been Drudge Report material photos. And he said, Alex, let me see you erase them. And I erased them. You want to see? He goes, I trust you. By the way, Ventura's back in town. Remind me to call him today on the time to get him on before anybody else does. Nobody's been back for a few weeks. I need to go up there and go fishing with him. I know I'm invited to go fishing. I think I'm going to go fishing in Minnesota, except I don't want to be groped on my way up there. All right, side issue, yes. You see those women, if you're watching us on TV? That is exactly what they look like. In fact, one of them looked just like her with the hair up. The other one looked like your light lady. I mean, I don't know how they did it. I thought I was in a South Park episode when this was happening. That had just come out. You got to laugh at this stuff or you're going to have to cry, ladies and gentlemen. And I mean, I'm telling you, they took their time with Ventura when he really got mad. Because it is a violation when they went behind him with their hands. And then I thought they're supposed to have the same sex search you. Quite frankly, I like a different sex doing it. You know, I mean, I'm not going after women when I get a massage, but I don't have men give me a massage. I've had it one time, and I thought it was creepy. So I like women to give me a massage. It's not even sexual. It's just that, you know, why is it okay that the same sex does it? Like, if they want to drag my son off to a private screening room or want to grope him, it's like, don't worry, it's a pot-bellied guy with a mustache. I mean, I don't want my son being abused, having his innocence ruined by anybody. But if it's going to have to happen, I mean, at least let it be a hot blonde, you know. I mean, you know, excuse me. Or, well, yeah, grandma, it's kind of creepy, man. Anyways, the point is that, well, why is it okay that you have these women that obviously like women? It's been written about in the press. In fact, that Miss USA talked about her. Was it Miss America? It was Miss USA in Dallas. How the woman was clearly enjoying it. There have been a bunch of good-looking actresses talk about how it's women and how they clearly get excited. There was a case in the Panhandle. It was in Amarillo. Yeah, they had to settle 2 years ago. They had a case in Amarillo where this woman was a knockout blonde. And the men got her aside, made her take her blouse off. And if you don't believe that, folks, they settled the case. And you've seen them take people's clothes off. You know, all those videos online, little kids, old women, colostomy bags they rip off. I mean, you name it. And then they get mad at you when the, you know, I mean, this is what goes on. And and there she was in her bra crying, and then the men swarmed her, was men doing it, and asked her for a date. And they sued, subpoenaed, got the surveillance footage, and they settled for a big chunk of change. TSA settles with Texas woman. Try that article. You can put it up. There it is. Lawsuit. Airport search incidents. Amarillo Globe News. Yeah, that's where she sued back in 2010. They settled the next year. TSA settles with Texas woman. And by the way, I tried to get her on, but they were in the lawsuit, so they wouldn't come on. So I'm supposed to, how did I digress? When I come back, we're going to get more into Syria coming up with Lou Rockwell. The bombshell. Obama says, hey, if you've got a business, you didn't build that. You didn't build the internet. The government did that. No, the human mind did that, not you. Now he says, government is not tyranny. It is love. It cares about you in a sports stadium.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
So yesterday, Obama gave a speech to Ohio State University graduates, and this is exactly the speech he's given over and over again, that high-ranking Secret Service agent Bongino had to quit over last year, where he says the government is what creates prosperity, the government is what made America. Every philosopher, every historian from de Tocqueville right through to Oppenheimer, the inventor of the A-bomb, we read some of his quotes yesterday on air, said it is the individual ingenuity unbound by government that created so much wealth. And you're like, well, America hadn't been that free. That's right, it hasn't. But compared to other countries in the area of free market, it has been light years ahead. Light years. And you look at Switzerland, smaller government, light years ahead of Europe. You look at any country where they get out of people's way, the only problem is there's been so much prosperity and so much wealth that the children of the children of the children that made the country great become decadent slobs, and then organized crime sets in and takes over. And then you get a big, powerful government and country that's run by crooks, and then it's Nazi Germany time. You get a big, powerful, rich country that goes bad. The U.S. has gone bad, folks. We've been taken over. We're going to make Nazi Germany look like pikers. It's already happened. But our propaganda is so good, and nobody's beating us, the globalists that run us, the parasite globalists that have crawled inside our political brain and wrapped themselves around our brainstem. They are so good at their propaganda that they are able to continue forward, though it's starting to grind to a halt a little bit. So they're doubling down. The world is in an epic crisis. It was George Washington that said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearsome master. And I've got more of those quotes coming up. But here's Ronald Reagan, two clips from two different speeches Ronald Reagan gave. Here it is.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
That was the central idea that won Reagan the presidency, a warning he had sounded consistently for years. You can hear it here in the speech that launched his political career.
This is the issue of this election. Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives
all right.
Better than we can.
And of course, he was quoting Thomas Jefferson there with the far distant elite. We're going to cover that when we come back. But here's Obama yesterday at Ohio State University in a sports stadium packed full of young people, because most of the new jobs will be in government or select corporations getting government money, corporate welfare. And here he was telling them, hey, government is the answer, and don't let people badmouth it. Well, the American way is to keep government small. Notice we didn't keep government small, so the prosperity, like oxygen disappearing out of a submarine, is dissipating. Let's go ahead and go to that clip of Obama yesterday.
We, the people, chose to do these things together because we know this country cannot accomplish great things if we pursue nothing greater than our own individual ambition. Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices, because what they suggest is that our brave and creative and unique experiment in self-rule is somehow just a sham with which we can't be trusted. We have never been a people who place all of our faith in government to solve our problems. We shouldn't want to. But we don't think the government is the source of all our problems either, because we understand that this democracy is ours.
All right, that's enough.
And as citizens, we understand.
I'm going to come back and analyze this, but we're a constitutional republic, not a democracy. And the government is foreign run now. And if we ever recognize that America has been hijacked, that will be the beginning of the end for these people. That's why they're responding to us, because they know that we're getting the message out. Stay with us. They are tyrants.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here back live. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. It's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And then we come back weeknight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. If you're not a subscriber at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, now is the time. 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. That's less than 55 cents. Per person, you create one master username passcode, share it with 30, 40 friends and family, because it's very unlikely that 11 people will tune in simultaneously. 11 people simultaneously can tune in to the nightly news show, get the video feed of the daytime show, see all my films, ebooks, dozens and dozens and dozens of other films. For the last few years, it's all been going up there in high def. As well. The streams obviously aren't because most computers can't handle that. But the point is you then also pay for the bandwidth. Now, again, create a username passcode that you can share, create an e-card, and give it to 30, 40, 50 people in your family. If you try to log in then one night and you can't log into InfoWars Nightly News, mission completed. More than 11 people are now using the username passcode. go and get another membership for $5.95 a month. The message is wake people up. If I had unlimited money and could just pay to have the bandwidth, to have InfoWars Nightly News and everything we do for free, I'd do it. But that's not a model that's sustainable. So we use the free market. We're hiring more reporters, more crew, adding more graphics people, more researchers. It's all happening right now. So become a part of the revolution against tyranny, part of the restoration of the republic. You have built InfoWars.com. You have supported InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You have supported this radio show. And we support your liberties and freedoms as well. We are brethren. We are, to use the communist term, but in the liberty fashion, fellow travelers. We're on the same team. We're together in this fight. And I want to thank all of you that have been PrisonPlanet.tv members, and I want to encourage everyone that is, make it today the day you send the username passcode out to everyone you know. Or if you don't want to share that membership, create a new membership. Go get another membership and give it to friends and family. Buy the books. Buy the videos. By the way, somebody run me in the new magazine. It's right over here, but I can't reach it. Let me do a plug right now before I get back into Obama. This is the, I don't know, ninth issue of the magazine. It is the May issue. And if you're listening in Central Texas, you're in a very special place because there are 60,000 of these on the streets of Austin, 20,000 on the streets of San Antonio, and another 10,000 or so smattered around in different areas of Central Texas. 30,000 or so are held back to be able to be shipped out to you at cost. You can either buy them in 10 packs, up to 100 at cost, or you can get a subscription. Gift subscriptions are the way to go, because then somebody gets 12 of these in their mail. Great way to wake them up. Big, glossy magazine covering the history of stage terror, the attack on the Second Amendment, the whole police state, how to awaken America. It's all in the new issue, the history of false flags, and, ladies and gentlemen, so much more, like three high quality, not paper, but plastic, the big, heavy, petroleum-based that lasts for years, InfoWars.com, Save the Constitution bumper sticker, PrisonPlanet.com bumper sticker, and InfoWars.com bumper sticker. What a weapon. We're talking, I did the math, 200,000 bumper stickers in Central Texas right now, waiting on the free newsstands for you to get them and post them in legal and lawful areas. This should be explosive. I want everybody to go out, get them, post them, and this is a test to bomb other cities with info weapons. Legal and lawful areas, your property, your car, or in commons where people, you know, some bars or areas let you put up stickers or restaurants. The point is, you know, that's like the wallpaper. This is going to be explosive. InfoWars Magazine, get it today. And by the way, this will sell out unlike any other publication. Of nine publications, we've had six of them sell out. This one is set to sell out, it looks like, in 4 or 5 days if it continues. I'm tempted to have more printed, by the way, because they're selling so quickly and have more bumper stickers put on them. So, again, anyways, InfoWarsStore.com is where you can find the subscription to the magazine and everything else. ProPure water filters, 10% off with promo code WATER. Now, there's a bunch of military news, economic news. Lou Rockwell's coming up. Ron Paul in Chile. Chile is the southernmost part of South America. I don't know why I said Europe. I was reading he's also going to be going to Europe soon, so that's why I said that. He's in South America right now. We're going to no one caught that out there, but I caught myself. Again, we make mistakes. When we do, I point them out. It's usually I flip things around because my brain's moving so quick. I know that happens to you as well. But we've got just a ton of important info we're going to be covering here today. It's just overwhelming. But I wanted to read to you some quotes here. This is from Thomas Jefferson. A private central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army. We must not let our rulers load us with perpetual debt. So that's one quote. And I've got some more of the Founding Father quotes I want to get to. But it's very important to go to Paul Watson's article on InfoWars.com, because it not only has Obama at the speech to a packed group of young impressionable minds with the image of a giant jumbotron up above the stadium right out of 1984, but it has the Ronald Reagan speech to counter it, and I'm going to have Paul Watson add some Founding Father quotes to that as well. But one more time, let's play this Obama speech from yesterday afternoon, where he doubles down on, you didn't build that. You know, the state is the answer. I mean, that is North Korea talking. That is Nazi Germany talking. We know historically this is so diametrically opposed to what this country's been based on. You cannot debate that. And the fact that they're involved in this radical transformation, you know, they're telling the military, you can't talk about Jesus. You can talk about anything else you want. Don't talk about Jesus. You have a right to talk about your faith. They're telling school kids all over America, you can't thank God at your commencement. Your commencement is your private statement. You could say, I love soccer. I love baseball. I love Marilyn Monroe. I love Schlitz malt liquor. I love Gatorade. I love Parcheesi. I love Tiddlywinks. I love gardening. Or I owe this all to my dad or my single mom, you know, that made me work hard, that I'm valedictorian. The First Amendment clearly states that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That means government can't be involved. The First Amendment says the government can't, at a public school, say we're now going to worship Muhammad, or we're going to, or the Prophet Muhammad. We're going to worship, you know, Allah. We're going to worship the Virgin Mary. We're going to worship a rock. We're going to worship a whale. We're going to worship whatever it is you worship. We're going to worship dogs like the Zoroasters do. The state can't do that. That's what Thomas Jefferson was talking about. And Christians don't even debate this, most of them not here on radio, from the right perspective. They're like, I hate Thomas Jefferson. He was anti-Christian. No, he wasn't. He said, you have a right to practice whatever religion you want and to talk about it. The state cannot have an official religion. And so now they say, oh, troops can't talk about Jesus. Oh, you can't go at your commencement speech and talk about what you want. And that gets to the point where you can't say USA, USA, USA when a San Antonio basketball team is winning. But by the way, they did the math, was half Hispanic. But the other team was more than half Hispanic and thought, because I guess they identify themselves as Mexicans, not Americans, that that was against them, when all it is the chant everyone does when they're feeling good now. I think it's quite mindless. USA! I mean, I would chant USA, USA, let's play some more of it, if we abolished the Federal Reserve, if we arrested David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger for crimes against humanity, if we restored the Republic, if we got rid of the IRS and the income tax that goes to the private Federal Reserve, if we educated people that vaccine science is real and may have some benefits for artificial immunity, but that the globalists have been caught adding stuff to it and are involved in a eugenics program to cull the herd and lower IQs. If we stop using the Monsanto BT corn and stuff that kills the bugs that eat it, but then we're supposed to be able to safely eat it when it grows its own pesticide as a pharmacological crop. If that ever came out, and instead of us going from 1 in 25,000 with autism to 1 in 51 now, and people being brain damaged and illnesses everywhere from BT corn, and there's a big study out on it today. And if we started reversing the trend and it was 1 in 10,000 getting autism, I would say, USA, 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 when we win for the Second Amendment, when we reverse tyranny and restore what makes USA, USA, USA something worth chanting. But you don't chant USA, USA when the police lock down 80% of a city and come into houses and grab women who don't even look like the reported puppet, Patsy, and throw them down the stairs. That's when I chant USA, USA, USA. But I'm now digressing. Imagine Obama coming out and saying, if you got a business, you didn't build that. And then he wants a civilian force just as big and just as big as our own military. A domestic drafted force of youth, which they've now been graduating and are now involved in warrant service, surveillance, citizen spies under InfraGuard. And if we have a debate about it, they go, Alex Jones is crazy. He thinks there's thousands of armored vehicles, billions of bullets, and citizen spies. When you can go read, officially, that's been set up. Because, again, they're using another military tactic on us, knowing we're atomized, knowing we're all individuals. And so even if we know it's true, what organization do we fight through? That's why they hate InfoWars.com, because we're able to organize people. We're able to show you you're not alone. We're able to force this out and call them on their lies. It shows two things. Not enough people are involved as leaders. And it also shows how pathetically weak the globalists are. That my ham-fisted broadcast, toe-to-toe with the New World Order, with a little help from our friends in the real media, are able to devastate the globalists, lower their approval ratings, and force major stories out in the open. And who are the little help from our friends? Number one, you, the listeners. The sponsors of this broadcast, number two. Giants in media like DrudgeReport.com, in true media. And George Norrie helping us out, and CoastToCoastAM.com, and so many others who love their children. Let me tell you, you know we're on an express elevator to hell. You know we're on a roller coaster going into a bad place. And if you don't get involved and realize that dangerous mega cartels have walked into America, bought off our government, run their own candidates for office, and are now trying to demonize states' rights and demonize patriots because we're the only opposition to them. But the truth is, we have the moral authority. We have history on our side. We have the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the law. I mean, they're now on CNN with FBI agents going, yeah, we're listening to everything you do. It's for your safety. That's a felony every time they do that. They are flaunting torture in your face, hoping they can normalize it. They are flaunting secret arrests in your face. They are flaunting martial law. They are flaunting military drills. They are flaunting the end of the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. They are flaunting warrantless checkpoints to try to get you to just roll over. You can do two things in a fight if you're cornered. Roll over, get in a fetal position, and kiss your butt goodbye. And most cowards take that route. Or you can charge up and turn it loose. And let me tell you something. Even if somebody is bigger and badder and meaner than you, when they're attacking you, they're not in the right. And they don't have the energy. And even if they're three times stronger than you and better trained than you, if you kick and bite and snap and poke and punch and just turn loose your human power, you will stomp their butt nine times out of ten. And even if they're the baddest guy in the world, I'm using the fight analogy, they're not going to want to mess with you a second time because they're going to get hurt bad. And it's the same thing with government. You roll over, you worship black uniforms, you worship tyranny, you go see movies, propaganda movies like Iron Man 3, where there's terrorists blowing everything up in a false flag to cover up, you know, genetically engineered soldiers that are exploding. You go see that, and you know, Olympus Has Fallen, and this movie. All these movies about bombs going off in U.S. cities, right before and right as it happens. It's all programmed. I've talked to the people in Hollywood, not just Hagman of the X-Files, who are the CIA approached them with the plot of flying a hijacked jet in the World Trade Center to blame it on Al-Qaeda, who they run, and using a drill to make them stand down. Do you understand that? I mean, I see the PR rollout. Oh, they got a bunch of movies coming out about bombs going off all over America. Get ready that criminals love to brag and tell you what they're doing. And then you go fantasize that America still exists and that America's fighting Al-Qaeda. And you got some guy out of the Middle East, the last Iron Man. He's fighting a guy from Russia. And the one before that, he's fighting, you know, terrorists in Afghanistan. And that's where he gets the Iron Man suit. It's all the same. When in truth, the globalist run Al-Qaeda. The globalists are the equivalent of Spectre or Chaos or Cobra. They tell you in all the shows, they're laughing at you. They teach you the bad guys are this phantom group that nobody can stop that wear a mask. Because the government is the terrorist. Because the government is a foreign banking combine that's attacking every country. That wants every country enslaved, that wants every country authoritarian, because then they can come in and dominate and have top-down integrated systems of authoritarian command and control economy, so they can play God with your life. When we come back, I'm going to play the clip again and get to these quotes of Obama. You guys punch my computer up. I want to show people this image. This is up on Infowars.com right now. The image is up there on the site of Obama on a jumbotron at the Ohio Stadium, like something out of 1984, with tens of thousands of people there hearing that the government is what makes the grass grow, that the government is what organizes society. This is pure command and control collectivism from a guy run by Warren Buffett, whose wealth just increased 49% in 1 year, and who has in fact, I'm going to dig the article back out. You guys put that Warren Buffett article back up there that has just a giant amount of cash. And if you look it up, he got roughly $45 billion in 2008 of banker bailout money. Gee, why do you think Obama called for it as a senator? And in cash, ladies and gentlemen, in cash, the man is rolling in some of the biggest cash reserves in the world. Directly your tax money. Now you know why Warren Buffett wants higher taxes.
Are you one of the millions of Americans worried about change? Do you lose sleep over what could happen to your assets and hard-earned money? Are you looking for a better way of life with more freedom, security, and asset protection? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you should consider investing in the country of Belize. Belize is an independent, English-speaking country only hours from the U.S. with strong banking and asset protection laws. In fact, Belize is one of the last tax havens left in the world today. Belize also has a very low cost of living, tropical climate, and is home to some of the best real estate opportunities in the world. To find out more, call 800-793-2600 or go to buybelize.com. So if you're frustrated, nervous, and worried about change, go to buybelize.com to invest and secure your future. Don't wait, or it may be too late. Call 800-793-2600. That's 800-793-2600. Again, 800-793-2600.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever with the woman and the stallion and the wind.
And the stallion and the wind.
And the sun is gonna burn into a cinder.
And the sun's gonna burn.
You feel how ancient the universe is? Do you feel like you've always been here?
gonna ride.
We're all part of it.
And we're gonna ride.
Listen to Johnny Cash.
We're gonna ride.
He's up there riding.
Jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let me go over some of these headlines. By the way, I have a correction to make. I was going off mental notes, and I just said Warren Buffett had a 49% increase in profits from taxpayer money mainly. By the way, that's in the AP and Reuters articles. A minor footnote. I'm sorry. I conflated and flipped the two numbers. Will you guys punch this up here? Actually, my Bloomberg article. Punch it up here on my screen. Berkshire cash hits record $49.1 billion as profit climbs. So they've got an extra cash there. And then its Berkshire profit rises 51%, shares at record high. And Reuters says Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Inc. on Friday and quarterly profit rose nearly 51% on a solid performance in insurance. So they make you buy Obamacare now. He was the chief lobbyist for that. And by many of its other businesses, as well as gains from investments and derivatives. Guys, will you guys pull up Warren Buffett got bailout money? And let's see if my memory is correct. He got $44.5 billion. $44.5 billion. This is not a parlor trick. We're going off my memory here. Warren Buffett, just type in Warren Buffett for TV viewers, you'll see it. Warren Buffett got bailout money, and it was $44.5 billion. Now, that was round one. That was 5 years ago. Oh, don't worry. It's been lavish. Oh, I'm sorry. All they could find was a newer one. I'm sorry. It's $150 billion. I'm sorry. But wait. On that, he got $44.5. Read the fine print. $44.5 billion. $44.5 billion. And he's up there going, my secretary pays more tax than me. I want to raise your taxes, you schmucks, you sucker scum. By the way, I'm on a eugenics board that's been leaked on how we're going to jack you up with vaccines. I want you to eat that GMO corn, okay? Because I'm such a good man. Warren Buffett, champion of bailout, also leading beneficiary, McClatchy. Can you say dirtbag scum? You want to know why they're setting up police state? You want to know because they can't believe they've gotten away with these crimes. Warren Buffett, let's not exaggerate, is about 500 times worse than Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff stole around $100 billion in Ponzi schemes. But Warren Buffett is connected as a Rothschild Rockefeller agent on record to a large portion, some estimates are a third, of the global $2 quadrillion. It was $1.5 quadrillion. I've been using that number for 4 years. I looked it up. It's estimated because they've increased derivatives over $2 quadrillion. Yeah. And you know what? The men in black uniforms are going to make sure you sign on to Too Big to Fail because it's designed to fail and make sure you go down with the ship while Warren Buffett's flying around in his jet. And that's what the whole grid and the spying and the torture is about, is to make sure you do what you're told. And the cops are all going to salute as their pension funds and guns are taken as well. Yes, sir, Warren Buffett, we bow to you because you got a red carpet.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.